Om Shanti. 7th of January 2020. The effort for today, in order to experience the avyakt stage, do not allow yourself to have any form of attachment with your body, relationships, or your possessions. You have promised that body, mind, and wealth are all yours. So how can there be attachment? In order to become an angel, have the practical practice of having everything for the sake of service. That is, it has all been entrusted to you, and that you are simply a trustee. So in order to experience the avyakta stage, don't allow yourself to have any attachment to your body, relationships, or positions, because you have promised that mind, body, wealth all belongs to you. So how can there be attachment? And in order to become an angel, have the practical practice of having everything for the sake of service. That is, everything has been entrusted to you, and that you are simply a trustee. One of the characters of Shakespeare's says, Macbeth says, life is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury and signifying nothing. So in one of the plays of Shakespeare, one character, Macbeth, says, life is a story which is told by an idiot and it signifies nothing. It is just sound, fury, empty voice, signifies nothing. Why? Because if you see the journey of human life, right from the time one regains the consciousness, the thirst starts. And the whole life, person is searching something or other. There is always a sense of fear, always a sense of insecurity. And he starts filling the inner vacuum with relationships, with I. And his world is built on the foundation of I and mine. Then a husband says to the wife that he is loving her, or she says to her that she is loving him. What are they revealing? In fact, they are revealing their inside insecurity. When a mother is saying, this is my child, and the child is saying, this is my mother, there is always a fear which is within, a vacuum which is within, and man tries to fill this vacuum with all different sorts of relationships. So Baba is taking us to a stage where there is no fear, which is the stage of an angel, where there is no attachment to body, there is no attachment to relationships, there is no attachment to objects. So long as these attachment to body, relationships and object is there, there is sorrow, there is suffering. Because if I am attached to something, and if that thing is snatched away from me, I feel sorrow. If I am attached to one person and that person dies or falls sick or goes away, I feel very unhappy. I feel I'm very much attached to the body. If something happens to the body, if something happens to the beauty of the body, I feel very disturbed. Or if I'm attached to some object, if that object gets stolen, I feel sorrowful. So, human life revolves around this attachment. The moment we take birth, the chains start. One of the English philosophers has said, we are born free, but everywhere we are in chains. So subtle chains, gross chains, everything surrounds us. And we remain in that, in those chains till death. And that's the mystery of life, that there's so much sorrow and there's so much suffering. So Baba says, in order to experience the avyakt stage, practice non-attachment. You know, in the Indian scriptures, especially Buddhism scriptures, they have not used the word detachment for Vairagya. What word they have used is non-attachment. They could have used the word detachment, but they have not used the word detachment. In all the literature of spirituality, you find this word more prominently, non-attachment. Non-attachment to body, non-attachment to relationships, non-attachment to wealth and everything. The focus is on non-attachment rather than using the word detachment. So this attitude of absolute non-attachment is what is needed. Otherwise, attachment is an addiction. Attachment is an addiction. To whatever we are attached, we don't want to give up that. Even if we give up, we develop withdrawal symptoms, and that again pulls us back to that person, that object, that relationship. There are poisonous relationships in the lives of so many people, and they know the harms that relationship is doing to them, and yet they can't give up that relationship because of that deep-rooted attachment which has taken an addictive form. So Baba is saying, in order to experience the avyakta stage, do not allow yourself to have any form of attachment with your body, relationship or your possessions. Why? Because you have promised that body, mind, wealth, everything is yours. How can there be attachment? When I have already promised that Baba, this body is for you, this mind is for you, and this wealth which I am having is for you. One of the greatest persons, one of the richest men in the history of mankind was Andrew Carnegie. One of the richest person in America. When he was dying, he was very unhappy. People asked him, why are you unhappy? You have everything. And you also done good works. He says, I am very unhappy because I have so much wealth. But throughout my life, I was greed incarnate. I was just hoarding money. And I had no time even to use it properly. My life is a failure. He was extremely unhappy at the time of death, and worried and stressed. And with that grief, with that sorrow, he died. And he said that this much money I had, but this money has not brought me any happiness. Rather, I was more happy when I was poor, and I used to wish or think or desire that I will become happy one day. At least I have the hope that I will become happy one day. Now, even that hope is not there because I have already the money and what else to become now, because that money has not brought me happiness. Earlier, at least when I was unhappy, I was poor, I had the hope. Now even that hope is gone, because I have the money and yet I am unhappy. Now what to do? So he died with that sorrow, with that suffering. So Baba says, think that this money is not mine, it is Baba's. This body is not mine, this is Baba's. And this mind, which is so fickle mind, chanchal, it's always fluctuating, always flickering. So this nimble mind is very disturbing. Fluctuating mind, wavering mind, unstable mind, continuously wandering mind. So all three, body I have given to Baba, mind is used for churning the knowledge given by him, body for his service, mind to remember him, to churn the knowledge and to make it powerful, and wealth for his service. In order to become an angel, have the practical practice of having everything for the sake of service. That is, it has all been entrusted to you, that you are simply a trustee. So live life as if you are a trustee. One of the English poets and author and philosopher, Mark Twain, was asked, tell something about life, some three important things. So he said a very comical and satirical thing. He said that the best thing is life is never to take birth at all, not to get born. That is the first best thing, never to born. The second best thing about life is that as soon as you take birth, immediately die. That is the second birth, the second best thing about life. And third best thing about life is the moment you take birth, try to die as early as possible. Not to take birth, to die immediately after birth, and to die as early as possible. To die as early as possible. We can take it in another sense, dying alive. Baba says, Marjiva, Jan, dying alive. To die as early as possible. So to die as early as possible. So this is a very beautiful word, trustee. And trustee, when we say, it connotes, it means seven things. Trustee means seven things. Trustee is someone like bank manager who is counting money, and yet he knows at heart that this is not mine, I am going to get my salary at the end of the month. So whenever we say trustee, the first thing is burden free. I am burden free because I know it's not mine. For example, there is a servant working in a shop, and less customers have come today. So servant doesn't feel unhappiness. It's okay. He is more happy rather. Or more customers come. The servant has nothing. No happiness, no sorrow. It is the master who feels happy or sorrow. So burden free. That is the first thing about trustee. Second, trustee means instrument. I am just an instrument. The real doer. Karan Karavan Har. That's an absolute new word Baba has taken from Sikh literature. Probably no other religion has mentioned that word. The one who is the doer, he does everything. So I am just an instrument. So trustee means instrument. Third, trustee means a deep sense of surrender. I have surrendered. No, he will take over. I have nothing to, I don't have to use my brain mind. Let him decide. He will take care of it. It's not in my power to tackle, to fight the enemy. I have already surrendered. Attachment free. Trustee means who is not attached to anything, who remains unattached. Practice of non-attachment. That is trustee. Trustee means who is responsible. It doesn't mean that if he doesn't have attachment, if he has surrendered, he is the instrument, he is burden free. It doesn't mean that he is not responsible. He walks, but with responsibility. That is trustee. So this is a very important aspect of trusteeship. Otherwise, the word trustee can be misused, twisted, modified, and used as per one's convenience. Baba said, we are trustee, so we will not do anything. It's not like that. Trustee means you have to work hard. And at the same time, you remain burden free. You remain in the sense of surrender. You are unattached to anything. And yet, feeling of instrument. So the fifth thing about trustee is responsible. Then trustee means sixth, ownership free. He doesn't have the sense of ownership. You know, we have that inbuilt nature of, suppose I am using this pen and somebody takes away that pen, and if I see my pen in his hand, what do I think? This is my pen. He has taken it. So we carry a sense of ownership everywhere. This is my department. This is my family. This is my husband, this is my wife, these are my children. I am the breadwinner, I am the master of this home. They should follow me, they should obey me, they should listen to me. I should be respected. I carry the sense of ownership with me all the time. This is my place, this is my object, this is my person. This is my thing, this is my shawl, this is my duster, this is my pen, this is my board, this is my watch. So we carry a sense of ownership. Trustee means no ownership. Everything is his, for him, through him. Everything had come from him and everything will go to him. And the last thing about a trustee is humility, namrata. Trustee cannot be arrogant, haughty. He carries the sense of humility within him. So these are the seven things about trustee. The moment you use the word trustee, all the seven things, there's a mnemonic, B-I-S-A-R-O-H, Bisaro, that is trustee. B is burden free. I is instrument. S is surrender. A is attachment free. R is responsible. O is ownership free. And H is humility. So all the seven qualities or ingredients or things should be included. So whenever you utter the word trustee, immediately, these words come to my mind. It doesn't belong to me. I am already surrendered. I am that feeling of instrument. I am not attached to it. Yet I am responsible. I have to take care of it. It doesn't mean that I become careless in looking after that thing. So I have the feeling of being a trustee. That's a very good word Baba has used. And I think before Brahma Kumari's literature. Is there anybody who has used this word in the history? Yeah? There is somebody who has used this word extensively. Who was that? Mahatma Gandhi. In most of the literature of Mahatma Gandhi, this word has come. Trustee. How to live life as a trustee. He has used that word in the same sense as Shiv Baba has used. So, be a trustee. Trustee means nothing is mine. I am owner. This is a very strong word. Ownership free. I am not owner. Ownership free. I am free from ownership. Everything is his, everything is for him, everything comes from him and everything goes back to him. I am just sitting in between to take care of it. That's it. In Sunday's Murli, Baba said, what is the cause of stress? Tanav. This I-ness. I am yogi, I am jnani, I am brilliant, I am intelligent. I do this, I do that, I am this, I am that. All this, this is my department. This is my post. One is body consciousness, second is role consciousness. Many of us don't have that much body consciousness, but we do have role consciousness or karma consciousness. That I am doing this at present. This is my role. This is also contamination. Soul consciousness is far away here. This is karma consciousness, work consciousness, seva consciousness, role consciousness, soil consciousness. That is also brings us down. So, today's effort, I am a trustee. Today's effort, no attachment to body wealth positions. Today's effort, our promise. What was the promise? Mind, body, wealth. Baba, everything is yours. Om Shanti.